Iran is deploying 5,200 troops along the U.S. border with Mexico to help agents deal with a caravan of Honduran migrants headed to the United States. The head of the U.S. Northern Command, General Terence O'Shaughnessy, told reporters Monday that border security is national security.
By the end of this week, we will deploy over 5,200 soldiers to the southwest border. That is just the start of this operation. We'll continue to adjust the numbers and inform you of those, but please know that's in addition to the 2,092 that are already employed from our National Guard Operation Guardian Support that's been so effective.
In the caravan, a young man, Juan Ramon Murcia, says, "Yes, I've heard and I've seen it too since it's been on the news that they have the military at the border and everything, and that they're going to send more and more, but our path is here." According to Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Kevin McLennan, Juan is among 3,500 men, women, and children in Mexico slowly making their way to the U.S. President Trump says he wants to deny citizenship to babies of non-citizens and unauthorized immigrants who were born in the U.S. Mr. Trump said in an interview with HBO he plans to terminate current U.S. policy allowing birthright citizenship by executive order. Terminating the policy in the U.S. would likely face legal challenges in court. President Trump and his wife Melania are traveling to Pittsburgh today in the wake of Saturday's mass shooting at a Jewish temple that left 11 dead and 6 wounded. The president appearing on Fox News yesterday.
"I'm just going to pay my respects. I'm also going to the hospital to see the officers and some of the people that were so badly hurt."
Under heavy security, the suspect Robert Bowers, wounded in an exchange of gunfire with police at the Tree of Life Temple, made his first court appearance today. This is VOA News. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Tuesday urged Saudi Arabia to reveal who gave the order to have Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi killed at Riyadh's consulate in Istanbul. "It is obvious," he said, "that these 18 people are involved in this killing. You have to shed light on this, and you will. Secondly, your minister made a statement, quote, 'We delivered the body to a local cooperator.' Therefore, both Saudi foreign minister and other officials should reveal this local cooperator and the facts about these 18 people. Let us know whoever this person is, and we will find them." Well, Khashoggi's friend, Nihad Awad, agrees with President Erdogan.
"We do not know where is his body. And I think it's really the right of the family and the right of his loved ones to receive his body and to give him the proper and dignified burial that any human being deserves."
Turkey is seeking the extradition of the 18 Saudi suspects detained in Saudi Arabia for the killing. The Vatican will not oppose the exhumation of the remains of the late Spanish dictator Francisco Franco and their removal from a huge mausoleum outside Madrid built in memory of the fallen in the 1930s Spanish Civil War. But still unclear is where Franco's remains will then be buried. Sabina Casofranco reports from Rome.
"During and after a bitterly fought civil war in which Generalissimo Francisco Franco's nationalist forces defeated leftist Republicans, the Spanish leader engaged in an organized effort to stamp out remaining leftist and communist movements in Spain. Calvo recently defended the Spanish government's decision to exhume Franco's remains from its current resting place, deemed by many to be inappropriate and disrespectful.
No hay respeto, decía. No hay paz.
But the deputy prime minister said, there is no respect, no honor, no justice, no peace or harmony while the remains of Franco are in the same place as those of the victims. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News, Rome.
The mausoleum in the Valley of the Fallen holds the remains of some 34,000 people who fought on both sides of that civil war. A woman blew herself up in the center of Tunis on Monday, wounding at least 15 people, including several police officers, breaking the calm in the North African country after a series of deadly attacks directed at tourists and security forces in 2015. Camel Bricky said she heard the expression very close to the municipal theater. A state of emergency was imposed 3 years ago. I'm Joe Palca, VOA News.
This is Border Crossings.